RFK, Trump's stance on Ukraine war alone would justify my support. By Christina Wong on August 23, 2024. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. endorsed Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump, saying his stance on the Ukraine war alone would justify my support. Kennedy said, "Judging by her bellicose, belligerent speech last night in Chicago, we can assume that President Harris will be an enthusiastic advocate for this and other neocon military adventures. And President Trump says that he will reopen negotiations with President Putin and end the war overnight as soon as he becomes president. This alone would justify my support for his campaign," he added. Kennedy continued, saying that last summer it looked like no candidate was willing to negotiate a quick end to the war and to defy the neocons in their agenda of endless military adventurism. But now, one of the two candidates has adopted these issues as his own, to the point where he has asked to enlist me in his administration. "I'm speaking, of course, of Donald Trump," he said. Harris, in her speech on Thursday accepting the Democrat presidential nomination, attacked Trump, falsely claiming that he encouraged Russian President Vladimir Putin to invade our allies and told Russia to do whatever the hell they want. She continued, 5 days before Russia attacked Ukraine, "I met with President Zelensky to warn him about Russia's plan to invade. I helped mobilize a global response, over 50 countries, to defend against Putin's aggression. And as president, I will stand strong with Ukraine and our NATO allies." Kennedy said the military-industrial complex has provided a familiar comic book justification, like they do on every war, that this one is a noble effort to stop a supervillain, Vladimir Putin, invading the Ukraine, and then to thwart his Hitler-like march across Europe. He called Ukraine a victim in the war and a victim of the West, as well as a disaster for the U.S. economy. Kennedy said, "We squandered nearly $200 billion already, and these are badly needed dollars in our communities, suffering communities all over our country. The Nord Stream pipeline sabotage and the sanctions destroyed Europe's industrial base, which formed the bulwark of U.S. national security. A strong Germany with a strong industry is a much, much stronger deterrent to Russia, and a Germany that is deindustrialized and turned into a just an extension of U.S. military base. We've pushed Russia into a disastrous alliance with China and Iran. We're closer to the brink of nuclear exchange than at any time since 1962, and the neocons in the White House don't seem to care at all. Our moral authority and our economy are in shambles, and the war gave rise to the emergence of Brazil, Russia, India, China, which now threatens to replace the dollar as the global reserve currency. This is a first-class calamity for our country," he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.